Now that we finished our rant slash rave on the 2010 music issue, let's rip apart the seasonal stuff in Breaking Bread here on iSnark episode number 162. Right now!
iSnark! You snark! We all snark for the iSnark!
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Vestments, the new pillow for those queasy about Rose Vestments on Laetare Sunday. Available at the Kurt Jester. And now, water sucks, and here's Brian Michael Page. Why, hello and welcome, Ego Sum Bionis Mikaelis Pagina, your friendly neighborhood iSnark. All this past weekend, nothing but rain and wind. Has anyone's thirst for water been quenched yet?
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
Well, living water never sucks. But this rain that we've had all weekend here at the studios really sucks. Oh, and keep the holy water in the fonts. Okay, that water doesn't suck either. Now, you hear about some of these churches, they take the holy water out of the fonts and replace it with sand and rocks and all that crap. Don't do that. Leave the water in there, okay? All right, that water doesn't suck. Just all this useless rain, you know, that's what sucks.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
Yeah, I really did a number on my arms and legs. I was getting chills all weekend like you wouldn't believe. By the way, has anyone tried the Kurt Jester's new cool product? Well, not really new, but he's had it for a while, but he brought it back. He revived it on his blog just recently. Vestments. Vestments is a cool little pill for Laetare intolerant. If you're not too keen on Rose Vestments on Laetare Sunday, Vestments will help you cure that. And it also helps during Advent on Gaudete Sunday, too. Let's go to the Kurt Jester, see him for more details. Despite my being sick this weekend, I did manage to get to a really, really good organ concert. This was at the Church of St. William the Confessor in Warwick, Rhode Island. A church that has by far the best music program going on in any Catholic parish in the city of Warwick right now. Music director and good friend Rule Gifford has done some great things at St. William's in the year and a third that he's been there. Now, this concert was a dedicatory concert for the new Allen organ that was installed last fall. And I have to admit, it's a much better sounding organ than most digital instruments out there. Four organists performed, all with whom I have associated with in one way or another in my career. And all of them very good. Joe Gamma, Brother Enoch Valentine, Henry St. Louis, and of course, Rule Gifford, who finished off with a theme in seven variations on Herzlich tut mich verlangen, which we all know as the Passion Chorale. And this theme in variations was written by Johann Pachelbel. And many would be quick to recognize the tune as the one that is used most for O Sacred Head Surrounded. Today we're going to embark on a shorter series, seasonal music found in the Breaking Bread book that also appears in today's Missal. You know, that missalette that goes hand in hand with the music issue? Yeah, that one. But first, our good friends, the Jungle Screechers.
Feast for the week!
Why, thank you, Jungle Screechers.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
Or at least those guys agree with me. Well, anyways, let's look at our feast for the forthcoming fifth week of Lent in the ordinary form. And mind you that in the extraordinary form, it'll be Passion Week. Vestment color for all the masses will be violet except where noted. Okay, so we start off Monday the 22nd.
Feria.
And that's in both forms, by the way. Tuesday the 23rd in the extraordinary form.
Feria.
However, in the ordinary form, we have an optional memorial for St. Toribio de Mogrovejo, bishop. Wednesday the 24th, in both forms,
Feria.
However, in the extraordinary form, there will be a low mass commemoration for St. Gabriel the Archangel. Now, Thursday the 25th, in both forms, the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the extraordinary form, that is celebrated as a first class, and in the ordinary form, solemnity. Also, in the extraordinary form, there was a low mass commemoration on that day for guess what?
Feria.
Vestment color on this day in both forms,
white.
Friday the 26th in both forms,
Feria.
However, in the extraordinary form, there's a low mass commemoration for the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, on the 27th in both forms,
Feria.
However, in the extraordinary form, another low mass commemoration, this one for St. John Damascene, confessor and doctor of the church. And finally, Sunday the 28th, in both forms, Palm Sunday. And of course, you'd note that in the extraordinary form, it's also the second Sunday of the Passion. One should also note, by the way, that during Passion Week, in the extraordinary form, there is no Gloria Patri in the introit. Vestment color, by the way, for Palm Sunday, in the ordinary form, throughout, red. In the extraordinary form, it's red for the procession. Once the procession is over, we change to violet for the mass.
We'll be back. Coming up, breaking bread. But first, you'll want to eat this dog. Just not on Fridays and Lent. Stay tuned.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Boom, 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 boom.
Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
And now, here's an ice snark fun fact.
If a pipe organ was built in 1969, it's still fairly new. However, if an electronic organ was built in 1969, it's probably already a dinosaur. I have in my left hand today's ice snark top 10 list.
Boom, boom, boom. 10 little, 9 little, 8 little snarks. 7 little, 6 little, 5 little snarks. 4 little, 3 little, 2 little snarks. 1 little snark.
Well, I understand it's still a couple of weeks away from Holy Thursday, but this is basically what our top 10 list is going to be themed on today. It's the top 10 least popular ways to start a Holy Thursday Mass. I figure, you know what? This will give people plenty of time to prepare accordingly. Now, I, for one, love opening Holy Thursday Mass with the hymn Lift High the Cross. Of course, I'd rather do it in addition to and not instead of the actual introit of the day, which tells us that we should glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I figure with Lift High Across, you know, it's a decent sounding hymn that sounds close. But you should see what some have actually used, some musicians. Some by their own choice, some by their pastor's choice. And unfortunately for many of the organists in that particular case, they're left wailing and grinding their teeth. So here it is from the home office in Plainville, Massachusetts. The top 10 least popular ways to start Holy Thursday Mass. Here we go. Number 10, the infamous John Foley, Glory to God. Number 9, Table of Plenty. Number 8, We Come to Your Table. Number 7, Gather Us In. Number 6, Song of the Body of Christ. Number 5, We Are Called. Number 4, All I Ask of You. Number 3, Puppets. Number 2, Liturgical Dancers. And the number 1 least popular way to start a Holy Thursday Mass. Mass of animals and people from all walks of life. Sound familiar, certain Minneapolis parish? Actually, I think that mass in question might have been Palm Sunday, but similar antics on Holy Thursday over at that church wouldn't surprise me one bit. I snark. Still.
Don't touch that mouse. Instead, let your mouth drool over some nice Bavarian beer from King Louis. Stay tuned.
Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game. While we chug our favorite brewski, König Ludwig Weiss beer by name. Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing. König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. König Ludwig Weiss beer, or King Louis to you.
Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. Hey!
Today's series involving the seasonal music of the Breaking Bread hymnal begins here. This, by the way, is the first of two parts. I figured, you know, instead of waiting around for each issue of today's Missal to come in, I figured let's just grab one hymnal that has all of that stuff, Breaking Bread. Two sections I'm not going to touch here. I'm not going to touch the music surrounding the readings. I'm talking about the Psalms, the Alleluia, and the Lenten Gospel verses. That's for another discussion altogether. Nor are we doing the stuff numbered from 301 on. We just did that over 8 episodes with the Muzak issue with issues. We're touching only on the music numbered from 1 to 218. So, without further ado, here we go. 1 through 16 can get heave-hoed in one sweeping blow. Whatever inspired OCP to use Celtic Mass as their front mass, the one scattered within the actual order of Mass at the beginning of the book, is beyond me, but I have more issues with it than Gibson makes guitars. Listen to what Chris Walker has for a text in place of the asparagus. Save us, O God, wash away our sin, make us your own, one people in your name. Now, last I remember, we're already in God's name, but, of course, that one people in your name has to appear anyways, just like the majority of so-called gathering songs, and even the majority of the hymns designated as so-called communion songs. The infamous Celtic Alleluia has been dropped from the key of A to the key of G. The Gospel acclamation for Lent is a paraphrase to fit bad music. The rest of the music is just downright terrible, not to mention not user-friendly for the person in the pew. You want to promote your version of F-Cap? We talked about that a couple of shows ago. then put something decent in your mass section that people can sing, musically sound, and using the actual mass translation instead of alterations and paraphrases thereof. Okay. Moving forward, for the sake of time, and for the sake of saving me from getting any more ticked off, we run into the first keeper of the book, number 17, the Easter dismissal. The Mass has ended, go in peace, alleluia, alleluia. But where's the Latin? That's the only question I have. Number 18, hidden in the Palm Sunday section, a must keep. Hosanna to the Son of David, along with the Latin, Hosanna Filio David. Now that we have the real Hosanna to begin Palm Sunday in our hands at number 18, there is no need for the fake Hosannas at number 19 or 20. Now in the Holy Thursday section, we see number 21, the Lord Jesus by Weston Priory. Scrap it. There are other antiphons for the washing of feet in the Roman Missal that could be set to music. Six of them, for that matter. The sixth antiphon, faith, hope, and love, let these endure among you, and the greatest of these is love. For that one, I usually use the setting from Alexander Pelequin's Lyric Liturgy. Gorgeous piece. Number 22 is the compulsory chant for the solemn transfer of the Holy Eucharist, Pange Lingua Gloriosi. Never mind this other suitable hymn crap. Imagine that. You may use this or another suitable hymn. There is only one suitable hymn, Pange Lingua Gloriosi, or a translation thereof. By the way, number 23 and number 24 can also stay. 23 is simply the English translation of the Pange Lingua, Sing My Tongue the Savior's Glory. That one is set to the same mode 3 chant tune as the Latin. And number 24 is in both languages using the tune St. Thomas. Pange lingua gloriosi, da 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 da. We'll keep those. Those are fine. It's the hymn. Okay, now we're in the Good Friday section here. 25 is the chant. This is the word of the cross, which the priest sings 3 times while unveiling the cross. And this is actually one of 2 chant versions of this that I know of. And yes, the chant is required. Keep it. 26, Behold the Wood, isn't bad. I'd keep it, but I would have put the Good Friday text of Sing My Tongue the Savior's Glory in front of it instead of just throwing it in the hymn section. I would have thrown that in as a default, kind of give it a little more weight. 27 can go. 28, 29, and 30 are compulsory chants at the Easter Vigil. Those have to stay. 31 can go. There's got to be a better setting for Springs of Water, Bless the Lord, than this. 32, Water of Life by Stephen Dean, is tolerable at best. 33, I Saw Water by Randall DeBrye, not a bad setting at all, but again, I would have put the Vidiaquam in front to give it more weight. 34, Victime Paschali Laudis, any English Christians to the Paschal Victim, compulsory sequence for Easter. 35, Veni Sancte Spiritus, any English Come, O Holy Spirit, Come, compulsory sequence for Pentecost. By the way, yes, those that I've mentioned as compulsory all have the proper melodies attached to it. Now, let's look at the hymn section. 36, 37, and 38 are must-keeps. O come, O come, Emmanuel, come thou long-expected Jesus, and on Jordan's bank, in that order. 39 through 45 can all go. 46, Patience People by John Foley. I kind of like that one as a performance piece. I like to do some of the interludes he wrote for it, but I don't know if I'd want to use it at Holy Mass. That one's kind of a toss-up. 47, 48, and 49 are all keepers. People look east. The king shall come when morning dawns. That one's set to morning song, although I would also suggest St. Stephen as another tune for that one. And O Come Divine Messiah. Those are definitely all keepers. Number 50 can go. 51, Wake, O Wake, and Sleep No Longer, a definite keeper. That's the Wecket Auf. 52, Christ Circle Round Us by Dan Shudi. I would say keep it. The text is based on the O antiphons, and the melody is a metrical adaptation somewhat of the Salve Regina. I've used it more than once at my last full-time parish. 53, on the other hand, can go. 54, comfort, comfort, O my people, must stay. 55, must go. 56, the angel Gabriel from heaven came. That is a keeper. 57, must go. Stay awake, clap, clap, be ready, clap, clap. Almost as bad as that Alleluia Chi-Chi that we talked about episodes ago. Back from the old show. Remember the Alleluia Chi-Chi? 58, creator of the stars of night. And 59, the advent of our king. Those are both keepers. 60 through 64 can all go bye-bye, especially 64. Do we really need an Advent Lamb of God with assorted goofy tropes? No. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Period. You want a real Advent Lamb of God? Try Mass 17 for Sundays or Mass 18 for the Ferrier. 65 is a toss-up. See how the Virgin waits. Typical Willard Jabesh fare set to a Slavic folk melody. 66, Come, Watch, and Wait isn't a bad tune considering it was written by Paul Inwood. The text is from Sister Genevieve Glenn. We'll keep that one. 67 through 69 can all go. 70, The Coming of Our God, can stay. 71 and 72, bye-bye. 73, Come Lord Jesus by M.D. Ridge. That one isn't bad at all. We'll say keep it. 74, Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates. That one's a must keep. 75 through 77 can go. By the way, you realize that there are 42 pieces just in the Advent section alone, right? Now, with all those can-goes and must-goes that I've mentioned, cut those out, you've got it down to 19. Now, let's look at the Christmas and Epiphany sections here. 78 through 83 are all keepers. They're all standard Christmas carols. The only thing I would suggest is for number 83, Away in a Manger, I would add the Kirkpatrick tune. It's just absolutely gorgeous. 84, Wake from Your Sleep from the St. Louis Jesuits is fine. That one's not bad. 85, Of the Father's Love Begotten. That one's a must keep. As is 86, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night. The only thing is with While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night, I'm very partial to Winchester Old. 87 is an Alleluia antiphon that Barbara Bridge adapted to the beloved Sussex Carol. Keep that one. That's a nice one. 88 is Silent Night. Gotta keep it. 89 can go. 90, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. That one's a keeper. 91 can stay, but scrap the Kevin Kyle tune and revert to the John Goss tune, please. That's, by the way, I'm talking about Sea Amid the Winter's Snow. 92 through 98 are all keepers, though I would list, for number 94, O Little Town of Bethlehem, I would also list Forest Green as an alternate tune. Don't scrap St. Louis, however, as that hymn tune is obviously the more familiar. 99 and 100 can both go. 101, Once in Royal David City. That's a must keep for the Holy Family. Number 102 and 103, keepers, the First Noel and We Three Kings of Orient Are. Now, 104 can go. That one is, it's called Child of the Poor, and it was written to serve as a counterpoint to What Child Is This? The idea was most likely ripped off from GIA when they had published Daniel Cantor's Night of Silence to serve as a counterpoint to Silent Night, to which I say, blech. Finally, 105 to 110 are all keepers. What Child Is This? Angels from the Realms of Glory. As with Gladness Men of Old, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. What Star Is This with Beam So Bright? And When Jesus Came to Be Baptized, which is set to the tune of Winchester New. I would have loved to go with that to the tune Rendez Adieu, when John baptized by Jordan's River. I would have loved to see that one. On the next episode, we'll blow out the rest of the seasonal section of Breaking Bread, beginning with Lent. By the way, let Christos Vincit Whitewash clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay. New Christos Vincit Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
New Christos Vincit Whitewash.
And now we welcome our Podsafe musical guest, Sinfonia Electronique. Sinfonia Electronique playing the Organ Grinder's Lament. Sinfonia Electronique can be found at www.smokeringdays.com. We'll leave a link to that in the show notes. And they also come courtesy of Music Alley, www.musicalley.com, formerly known as the Podsafe Music Network. And now, here's an Ice Snark fun fact.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
No,
it really, really sucks.
You don't mean it.
A few quick closing announcements here. Currently, I may be driving a FedEx ground truck by day for a living, but that is only at least until I can become a full-blown music director somewhere once again. However, in the meantime, I'm still available for substitute organist work for Holy Mass on weekends, weddings, some funerals, especially Saturdays. I'm willing to travel to Roman Catholic churches within a reasonable drive from the Providence, Rhode Island area. Dioceses within my range would include my home diocese, which is Providence, Rhode Island, as well as the Archdiocese of Boston, Massachusetts, and the Dioceses of Fall River, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, and Norwich, Connecticut. Fees are reasonable, competitive, and negotiable, and if you so choose, I'll even be willing to be your next music director for a reasonable salary. Much of the music I specialize in is written in traditional styles intended to be accompanied on an organ, preferably a pipe organ, although I will take a reasonable electronic or digital organ. Anyone interested should email me at bpage69@yahoo.com. Again, don't be left in the dark. Hire a snark! If you haven't already, you may subscribe to iSnark at iTunes. We have a link in the show notes as well as on the sidebar, both of which you can find at our website at theisnark.blogspot.com. Also in the show notes and on the sidebar, you will find a link to our Podcast Alley page. We ask one favor, and that is to please take a minute to cast your vote once a month. The more votes we get, the more chaos I snark gets to spread. So please, cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley if you haven't already. And in the gracious words of Bartles and James, once again, thank you for your support. Finally, for some good, clean, snarky fun after the show, come on down and join Facebook's greatest fan club, Fans of the iSnark. If you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week as we close the book on Breaking Bread. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
iSnark is brought to you in part by Pokowska Kielbasa, our official deli meat, available at a Polish deli near you. And by Kurt Ludwig Weissbier, our official beer. Kurt Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Crystal's Vision Whitewash, our official detergent. It'll clean out your hymnals and musical sins. iSnark is copyright 2010, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.